From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Maritime Affairs and Investment Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan echoed the Indonesian government pledge to lower greenhouse gas emission by applying clean energy practices. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, the minister reiterated the commitment at Trihita Karana High-Level Climate Dialogue theme, Indonesia's Clean Energy Transition and Climate Ambition for Zero Emission, held virtually more recently. Indonesia remains committed to reducing greenhouse gas emission by up to 29% by utilizing its domestic resources and by up to 41% with international assistance that encompasses funding, transfer of technology, and capacity building under a business-as-usual scenario in 2038. He stated that the government plans to reduce 198.27 million tons of CO2 in 2025 and up to 314 million tons in 2030. The Asia-Africa Conference needs to be used as a forum to promote equal access to COVID-19 vaccine, an expert has said ahead of the 66th commemoration of the conference on April 18, 2021. The Asia-Africa Conference should be revived so that it can be used as a platform or a forum to promote the position of developing countries demanding equal rights of access to vaccines. It was said by Dina Prapto Raharja, an international relations expert from Synergy Policies on Friday, as quoted by Antara. She also said the Asia-Africa Conference as a forum is unique because its ideology recognizes the equal rights of nations instead of about who can pay how much or who wants to follow whom. Governor Anies Baswedan is optimistic that PT LRT Jakarta would continue to create innovations and make breakthroughs in servicing the public. As reported by Antara, Baswedan made the statement during the third anniversary of PT LRT Jakarta held virtually on Friday, with attendees comprising the directors and LRT's Jakarta's personnel and also representative of PT Jakarta Propertindo. He remarked PT DKI Jakarta Province expected PT LRT Jakarta would continue to create innovation, usher in breakthroughs, and make LRT Jakarta as one of the reliable, secure, and comfortable transportation facilities for all Jakartans. Indonesia's foreign debt reached $422.6 billion in February, an increase of 4% year-on-year. As quoted by Antara, Bank Indonesia reported that in comparison, the nation's foreign debt showed a growth of 2.7% year-on-year the previous month. Chief of Bank Indonesia's Communication Department, Erwin Haryono, on Friday explained the debt growth was fueled by the government and private institution foreign debts. He said the government's foreign debts grew 4.6% year-on-year in February this year, against 2.8% year-on-year in January on the back of efforts to handle the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 and accelerate the national vaccination program and social protection in the first quarter of 2021. Let's move on to the international news. A joint statement after a summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Friday referred to the importance of peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. It would be the first such reference to Taiwan in a joint statement by leaders of the two countries since 1969, although it echoed comments in a statement by their defense and foreign ministers last month. Beijing has been putting increased military pressures on the Chinese claim Salford Island. President Joe Biden on Friday called Iran's enrichment of uranium to 60% purity unhelpful, but said he is pleased Tehran is still in indirect talks with Washington about both countries resuming compliance with 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. As reported by Reuters.com on April 17, Iran on Friday said it had begun enriching uranium to 60%, its highest level ever, and a step closer to the 90% that is weapons grade at its Natanz plant, where an explosion occurred earlier this week that Tehran blamed on Israel. Biden told reporters in Washington during a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga that the two countries do not support and do not think it's at all helpful that Iran is saying it's going to move to enrich to 60%. The Duke of Edinburgh's unwavering loyalty to the Queen, service to the nation and courage will be celebrated at his funeral later. Prince Philip's association with the Royal Navy and love of the sea will be a focus of the Windsor Castle ceremony. As quoted by BBC.com, no sermon will be delivered in line with his wishes. More than 730 members of the armed forces are taking part in the event, but there is a limit of 13 mourners at St. George Chapel under COVID rules. The ceremonial royal funeral will be broadcast on BBC One, with coverage beginning at 12:30 BST. The service itself will start after a national minute silence at 1500 hours. Prince Philip died at Windsor Castle on Friday, 9 April. Aged 99, his body is now resting in the private chapel at Windsor Castle before being moved to the state entrance. That was the news.
Oh.
The first news comes from Agam Regency, West Sumatra. A rare event occurred with the discovery of the Amorphophallus titanium type of rare Rafflesia arnoldii flower. It bears fruit like a red palm tree at the end of its stem was found in a field in Jorong Ayah Tabi Nagari Kamang Mudia, a hilly area about 3 kilometers from residential areas in Agam Regency, West Sumatra. Head of the Bukit Tinggi Natural Resources Conservation Center, Vera Chico, said that she and four personnel checked the presence of the rare flower on Wednesday afternoon. She added that the people around the discovery of this flower had a very good understanding of the protected status of Rafflesia flowers. Next news comes from Mataram West Nusa Tenggara. The Mataram West Nusa Tenggara State Wealth and Auction Service Office provides Lombok Pearl Auction Services to help marketing the regional superior commodities online. Head of the Mataram State Wealth and Auction Service Office, Hendra Zulkarnain, said in Mataram last Wednesday that all businessmen from inside and outside West Nusa Tenggara could participate in the auction process. This is because the auction announcement was made through the Ministry of Finance portal. According to Hendra, the open auction will not only make Lombok pearls sell well, but will also have the effect of business relation between entrepreneurs from inside and outside West Nusa Tenggara. The latest news comes from Serdang Bedagai District, North Sumatra. The Serdang Bedagai Regency Government, North Sumatra Province opened the Ramadan Village, which is centered in the Sei Rampa Grand Mosque Complex. The goal is to celebrate the fasting month for Muslim and at the same time raise the potential of micro, small and medium enterprises in the area. Region of the Serdang Bedagai Dharma Wijaya in Sei Rampa last Wednesday said that Ramadan Village helped promote micro, small and medium enterprises and was packaged in booths that look more attractive. The activity carries the theme through the activities of Kampung Ramadan. We create quality and competitive micro, small and medium enterprises towards independence, prosperous and religious Serdang Bedagai. There are 30 booths filled by representative of micro, small and medium enterprises from all 17 sub-districts in the regency. They display various types of food and beverage for iftar or breaking the fast. The Ramadan Village will be held until May 12. There was news from across Indonesia.
On April 17, 1941, the Yugoslav Empire surrendered to Germany. The guardian king of Yugoslavia, Prince Paul, was forced to sign a cooperation agreement with the German-Italian-Japanese Axis in World War II, but anti-German Tsar officers revolted and overthrew Prince Paul's government. Hitler was angry and his troops attacked Yugoslavia. The Balkan country fell rapidly, mainly because many non-ethnic Serbs joined the invaders. After conquering the country, Hitler divided the country under Axis occupation and a local puppet regime. On April 17, 1960, the Indonesian Islamic University Student Movement was established. The Indonesian Islamic University Student Movement, PMII, is one of the elements of university students that continuously aspires to materialize a better Indonesia in the future. PMII was established on April 17, 1960, due to the background of the political situation in the 1960s. This required the university students to take part in enlivening socio-political life in Indonesia. PMII's founding was led by the young people of Nahdlatul Ulama. Some of them are Mahbub Junaidi and Subhan Zati, a legendary journalist and politician. The movement was established because it became a necessity in responding to the challenges of the times. On April 17th is World Hemophilia Day. Hemophilia is a genetic disorder in the blood caused by a lack of blood clotting factors. The disease causes the slowdown of the blood clotting process if there is an injury. The condition can cause physical disability and lead to death if the sufferer is not treated sooner. April 17th was chosen as the date of commemoration of the World Hemophilia Day in 1989 in honor of the founder of the World Federation of Hemophilia, Frank Schnabel, whose birthday is on the date. While the World Federation of Hemophilia is an international non-profit organization formed in 1963 with the aim at improving the quality of life of people with hemophilia and other bleeding disorders. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جاو يفان شي سين سين غوان جوان بين دو في ين دا تشوان بو ودا كو جاو باو هو ني ودا كو جاو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh.
Berpindah hati.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery of the Republic of Indonesia on Wednesday, April 14, released the export of fishery products simultaneously in various parts of Indonesia. This activity is called Indonesia One Export, marks the start of the 2021 Quarantine Quality Month. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono sent it off at the port of Tanjung Priok, Jakarta, which is the center of the Indonesia One Export activity. This was followed by the Technical Implementation Unit of the Fish Quarantine Quality Control and Safety of Fishery Products at 22 airports and 23 seaports spread across various parts of Indonesia on the same day. It was recorded that total fishery products exported from the North Sumatra, East Java, Central Java and South Sulawesi provinces reached over 11,600 tons. Export of fishery products were sent off to 40 destination countries in Asia, Europe and American continents. The commodities of 157 tubs consist of live, fresh and frozen fish and processed fish products. In his remarks, Minister Trenggono said that this export was part of the government efforts to motivate the spirit of advancing the marine and fishery sector, especially in the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic situation. He asked his staff to facilitate fishery business actors to exist in the world market, from mentoring, certification, profiling market potential, to strengthening the role as quality assurance for the products by business actors. Meanwhile, for business actors, Minister Trenggono appealed to apply the principles of good sanitation and hygiene in the production process. In addition, ensuring that fishery raw materials used are not the result of illegal or destructive fishing activities. Those the resulting products has a quality assurance so that it can compete in the global market. Minister Trenggono also appreciated the implementation of Fish Quarantine Quality Month 2021 by Fish Quarantine Quality Control and Safety of Fishery Products. According to him, this activity is a form of concern for the community and also business actors in the maritime and fisheries sectors. Meanwhile, the head of the Fish Quarantine Quality Control and Safety of Fishery Products, Rina, said that the Indonesia One Export activity illustrates that Indonesia's fishery production continues to move. She also ensured the commitment to continue to improve services. That was My Indonesia.
Ramadan full of blessing with Voice of Indonesia. We present you many programs. The story of Indonesian ambassadors, diaspora, and students fasting in many countries. Also, interesting and heartfelt stories of Indonesian security forces, the National Army and National Police, in the border area, far from their family, fasting in the border of Indonesia. You can find it all in All About Ramadan, Voice of Indonesia, 1442
Hijri. Jangan kau hianati aku
our service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, like other Indonesian people, the people of Bugis and Makassar have also traditional food and beverages which are continuously preserved until now. One of them is Barongko Banana Cake. Barongko is yellowish white, triangular in shape, and it is traditionally packaged by using banana leaves. The main ingredient for Barongko cake is banana, and generally the banana used is Uti Manurung, which means big banana by the Bugis people. This kapok banana is mashed and then mixed with other ingredients such as sugar, eggs, thick coconut milk, vanilla, and salt. Afterwards, it is wrapped in banana leaves using a three-dimensional triangle pattern, and it is pinned with a stick. Then it is steamed. After the cake is well cooked, just wait a while and then this barongko is served. Barongko can also be served cold after being placed in a refrigerator. Listener, in ancient times, barongko banana was classified as a luxury food and was only served exclusively for aristocrats from the Bugis and Makassar kingdoms. In general, the Bugis kings enjoyed this cake as a dessert, and it is only served at certain occasions such as weddings and traditional ceremonies. Besides those special occasions, there is a moment when barongko is always served in Bugis or Makassar homes, namely during the holy month of Ramadan. Apart from being sweet, soft, and cold, barongko is also considered safe for digestion, and it increases stamina. Therefore, it is appropriate when served as an appetizer for breaking the fasting. Although it looks simple and easy how to make it, barongko cake has a high philosophical value. Even most of the people of Bugis and Makassar call barongko as an honesty cake, due to the main ingredient, which is made from bananas and then wrapped again in banana leaves. This means that what is seen from the outside must be the same as what is stored inside. It teaches that what is thought must be the same as what is done, what you think and feel must be in tune with the actions taken. Because of this cultural value, the traditional barongko cake was designated as an intangible cultural heritage in 2017 by the Ministry of Education and Culture. If you are in South Sulawesi, for example in Makassar, you should try the barongko cake, which is made not only by skilled and experienced hands, but also by herded mood. A cake with a distinctive, sweet and savory taste makes people unsatisfied to eat if it is only one cake. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Sekian lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini, berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau
datanglah padaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Kau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Akulah dermaga hati yang kamu cari. Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Padaku lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Bukan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Oh, akulah yang kau cari.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, after experiencing two delays, finally the biggest automotive exhibition in Indonesia, the Indonesia International Motor Show, is back. By carrying out the hybrid concept, which is carried out online and offline, this event is held at GXPO Kemayoran for 11 days, from 15 to 25th April. The largest automotive exhibition in Indonesia features the latest automotive products, accessories, and innovations from European, American, and Asian manufacturers. The organizers emphasize that they continue to implement cleanliness, health, safety, environment sustainability or CHSE during the activity. The number of visitors is also limited, only 25% of the capacity of the exhibition building. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita has also confirmed that he is pleased to attend this event. For information, the GXPO Kemayoran Hall Room can accommodate a maximum of 2,000 people. Due to restrictions, only 500 people can enter. The total number of visitors who enter is limited to 5,000 people per day. Project Manager IIMS 2021 Rudy MF said that exhibition visitors do not need to bring the swab or PCR test result, but they have to comply with health protocols, such as wearing masks and maintaining distance. Even so, the organizer provides a swab test location with a fee charged to visitors. He also explained that all visitors must be registered, meaning that all visitors must register first on the website. Tickets to enter this event are still affordable. For weekdays, which from Monday to Thursday, it costs 50,000 rupiah, and weekends, which is from Friday to Sunday, is 75,000 rupiah. On weekdays, visitors can visit the exhibition from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Western Indonesian time. During the weekend, the event is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Western Indonesian time. Historically, IIMS began in 1986 with the name Gaikindo Car Exhibition, which was held by the Association of Indonesian Automotive Industries, Gaikindo. This exhibition was once the largest alternative exhibition event in Indonesia. In 2006, this exhibition became an international-scale alternative exhibition supported by the organization International Deconstructors the Automobiles, OICA, and changed its name to the Indonesia International Motor Show, IIMS, the Gaikindo Indonesia International Auto Show, GIIAS, was attended by trademark holder Seoul Agence ATPM in Indonesia and abroad. And listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Terlintas menemukanmu hangat kan dinginnya duniaku di setiap hari terasa indah melebihi semua mimpi dan anganku.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Segenggam Harapan to be sung by Toto Salmon. He is an Indonesian male keroncong singer who has a strong vocal character. The young generation is the hope and foundation for the future of Indonesian nation. That is the expression of the song, which was created by Budiman BJ. Various hopes rest on the younger generation, including in developing and preserving the culture. Youths are also expected to have strong spirit and determination to fight. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song entitled Segenggam Harapan. Happy listening to the song.
Harapanku
Of Indonesia.
Thank you.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.